Hi, this is Brad Easterling, IPM agent in St. Lawrence with another weekly audio update. Unfortunately, not a tremendous amount of change around here this week. Once again, same story. It's extremely hot and extremely dry. A lot of wind this week. So, it's basically the same thing. We're really waiting on a rain. One thing that's kind of changed is we are starting to release some cotton around here. So, got word last night, I'm losing another test plot, which is not that big a deal since we really didn't have a whole lot of cotton up in that. But, needing the rain really bad. One thing that's really affecting us right now, without the rain, our water is really salty around here. And we pretty much always need rain to kind of supplement our irrigation when, even to maximize our crops. When it's this dry around here, our crops are basically just living on salt water. So even the guys that are, we've got decent water out here, when it's this salty, you can water them all you want, but these crops continue to stay thirsty out here. So we're seeing impacts of this salt water. Crops just flat not growing. Cotton is not growing. It's up. It's just sitting there. We do have a few places where it's starting to take off, doing okay. I've got a couple of fields that we've actually got the first bloom on right now. A few other places where we're up to a seventh, eighth true leaf. Got some squares that are coming along. But everything around here is going to need a shower to really do much. We've got some later stuff, 2 to 3 leaves on it right now, so kind of coming along, but all in all, it's a rough go of it, and we're sure waiting on a good rain. Haley, what's things look like over your direction right now?
Brad, we're kind of in the same situation, and the hot, dry winds blowing in. We really need a rain as well. We have some irrigated spots that look, really good. And then we have some that, definitely took some wind damage, maybe some hail damage early on, that are finally growing out of that, but, are looking marginal. And, on the dry land, if we don't get a rain soon, I expect to see, some fields start to dry out and, it be a complete, bust. And so, we really need a rain. We need it for our irrigation to let people off, of constantly irrigating, deciding on, the corn, to irrigate corn and cotton. We're at the point now where, cotton's really needing it. And so that's kind of where we're at. We should be blooming in a few weeks. We have a couple of fields that have some match head squares, some, a little larger, but, and then we have some, fields that are, cotyledons, a few true leaves. And so we're kind of in the same situation as you, in the standpoint of we really need a rain. Regarding pests, I do have flea hopper, populations building, but they're still below economic threshold, along with aphids. I do have them, in hot spots in some irrigated fields, where it's really fertilized. They're enjoying the plants, but, nothing that's at economic threshold. However, I have had a handful of growers, put out picks, when their cotton starts to square. And so they're kind of cleaning their flea hoppers or aphids up while they're at it, just since they're already making a trip over it. But, other than that, we just really need a rain.
I understand. Grain situation over here. One thing I have noticed, corn's kind of rolling along, but pulling some of these ears out here, it appears that, that hot heat that we had right when we were starting to pollinate has really played a bigger impact on our overall yields than I first anticipated. I thought maybe we did squeeze by in there and, had a lot better pollination. Pulling a lot of these ears, we've got a lot of missing kernels out there that I didn't think we were going to have. Looking at our sorghum right now, it's still hanging on, still doing okay. Probably half, 60% of our crops starting to head out right now. We'll be, pollinating, starting to flower here shortly. In the heat, it's going to affect us a little bit if we don't cool off. Right now is a perfect time for us to get a shower on it, and then that stuff that's still in boot or just fixing the boot, obviously if we get a rain on it, we'll do all right. But, our corn was my biggest concern, is it looks like we didn't get near the pollination on it. What do y'all have grain wise?
You know, and the same kind of thing with our corn on the standpoint of the ears, you know, we're getting them half, you know, the size, or, you know, it doesn't look like they filled all the way. And so we definitely had some poor pollination due to the heat. And, you know, we had some hail damage occur in some fields. And so that definitely added to the poor pollination of the corn. And so regarding sorghum, you know, we have a lot of fields heading out, we're flowering, and we even have some that could be, you know, finishing flowering up and, you know, starting the next stage. And so we're kind of, you know, varying. Now, I do have some fields that are stuck in boot stage, you know, and it doesn't look like they're going to head out. And so, you know, there are some problem spots, you know, longer season variety, and it just ran out of moisture. And so that is something that we have a problem. Regarding pest pressure, you know, sugarcane aphids, I haven't seen them in any other fields in the area. However, there have been some reports out in the Brady area, but the fields that I've seen them in the Great Creek area, they were near fields near Johnson grass and some hay that got cut down that had Johnson grass. And so they are moving in and they are building in this hot and dry weather. And so there is a field or two that is, you know, approaching economic threshold. And so, you know, lots of honeydew present. And so regarding pest pressure, that's all I really have. And, you know, we are going to see some sorghum, you know, dry up if we don't get a rain soon. You know, some of that dry land, we're already starting to burn up, and, you know, we're a time bomb ticking on some of that. But that's all I have over here.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
And just to let y'all know, starting next week, we are going to start doing the podcast every other week. Due to the fact that there isn't much going on in the area, you know, and there's not a lot of pest pressure, we decided to do it every other week. However, if something comes up and, you know, there is an issue or a big pest pressure, you know, we will go back to weekly, you know, as long as needed. And so we just thought we'd let y'all know.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.